bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
2004, what a year it was.
It twer.
You probably don't recall the beginning of the year. Google and Yahoo, which were kind of joined at the hip. When you went to Yahoo to search, you were actually using Google's search engine.
Right.
That marriage broke up in like February, which obviously led to the eventual kind of head-to-head competition. And one of the biggest tech stories of this year was Google going public.
You know, 80% of marriages end in divorce.
Do they go public?
Well, one of them, actually at some point, they go both go public and go fishing again, right?
Well, if you, I don't know what the latest stock price on Google was, but I think it came out real high and stayed there.
Yep.
In the high hundreds, low 200s for quite a while. So very interesting that a .com after the .bomb era is, Amazon's still huge and strong, and Google, there's a handful of people that made it through the storm. And
well, they weren't putting their entire model on giving away some kind of free thing. So that's maybe how they,
No, but they did take what everybody was banking on back in the .com era, which was trying to gather, eyeballs, trying to get people to come to your website.
Traffic?
Traffic, yes. Just bring traffic. We'll figure out a way to make money. Well,
if you build it, they will come.
Something. All right, so we got a couple of not elder, but younger experts here in the studio. My son, Taylor, who frequents the show from time to time when he doesn't have anything better to do.
Yeah, really.
Right?
Exactly.
And his friend, John, who's kind of hanging with us this weekend.
Hi.
Your parents are shooting dice in Vegas or something?
Yeah, they're playing the slots.
They're gambling and stuff?
Excellent.
Yeah. All right, so if you guys, if you could choose one item that's going to be under the tree for Christmas, some one electronic item, what would it be?
I'd do the PSP, which stands for PlayStation Portable.
Is that the Sony?
Yeah.
That Sony PlayStation.
When you say it's portable, how small or compact is this thing?
I have no idea, but it's somewhere.
Yeah, it's fairly. It's a little bit bigger than a really like a Game Boy.
Usually compare things to a bread box, so it's smaller than a bread box.
Yeah.
You can stick it in your pocket.
Oh, yeah. Okay, portable. I gotcha.
So what does it do? I mean,
it can play movies. It can play MP3. It's got a CD player and it's got regular Game Boy.
So it's basically everything you could possibly ever want. You slap headphones on and the world goes away.
Yeah, pretty much.
You play games, you watch movies.
I'm getting to see where teenagers might like this.
Well, see, obviously it's got to be big enough to handle the CD format. So
right.
It's going to be at least that big. And then you've got a screen.
See, it's got a special CD.
Oh,
it's called
mini.
The Universal Media Disc that's small. But it's can fit somewhere around 300 songs on it.
But like you said, it can play movies, so do you buy special movies on this format?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe this thing's like the size of like a PDA, like a Palm or something like that?
Yeah.
Probably.
Like a little bit smaller than your dad's phone?
It's probably just another way for Sony to have another proprietary format for products.
Did you like how I ripped you right there?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm looking at one right now. They're pretty awesome. My understanding is that they're real, real tough. How about you, John, real quick? What's your hot tech item?
The MP3 player is a Dell DJ, and it does MP3s, WAMs, and... Actually, WMAs and WAVs.
So it's a really, is it like an iPod killer? You'd rather have that than the iPod?
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper, and it doesn't have all the other crap on it like the iPods have. So
Don't hold back, John.
Music.
Yeah, that's a technical term, right?
Stuffing some junk.
Yeah.
That's what he meant to say.
All right. Hey, raw data that you're going to get here from the computer corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney. We've got another hour to go here. Your calls, your questions at 602-277-5827, or you can email us through our website.
DataDoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and look for those links that say ask a question, make a suggestion. If you're looking for a gift for your teenager and the PSP or the Dell DJ are not the thing, give us a call. We'll let you know what is the thing or tell us what the thing is.
And coming up, we got our Geek Speak of the Week, our Tip of the Week, and our Keyboard Shortcut of the Week. See you then.
There's a new small business loan program in Maricopa County.